Welcome to the Sunny Side Up series. Seriously, what was I thinking with this title? I literally cannot stand the look, the smell, the taste of anything egg related. However, it just fit and I went with it. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman, and you, my friend, are listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. This is going to be a collection of 10 how-to podcast episodes. I repeat, 10 podcast episodes that you are going to be able to binge right now. These are shows that I created to provide a lot of insight and very important takeaways, and I am determined to add a little bit more sunshine and stability to your everyday life. Now, if you are an entrepreneur that has been grinding daily, if you're a mom who wants it all, if you have a side hustle, if you're a patient, a career woman, this is also for the multitasker, the mom who's ready to go back to work, maybe the mom who's ready to leave work and start her own business, her own side hustle. The happy and maybe not so happy, deserving woman who has been manifesting more. The time is now. These episodes have been created specifically for you. Now go get a pen, go get some paper, your favorite little notebook, and start this episode right now. Now before you end it, I would love if you could rate, review, subscribe, leave me a comment on iTunes, tag me at The Happy Workaholic, post to Facebook and Instagram, and let me know what you guys think. I'd love your feedback. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome to episode 10 of the Sunny Side Up series. This is the last and final episode of the series. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. I hope that you gave me a rating, you reviewed it, you subscribed to my podcast. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a show all about helping your mind, your body, and your business, right? And I came up with this series a couple months ago, and I just wasn't in the right frame of mind in order to put it out. And now you know why, because I'm sharing all of my experiences that have actually been going on in my life over the last few years, the last few months, and I'm sharing it all so that I can help you. Now, today I want to talk to you about how to begin a new life. Now, you may or may not need this information, but maybe you have a friend or family member that does. So please feel free to share this with them. And I'm coming from a point in my life where I actually had to start my life over. And it's tough. I'm just going to tell you, it's very tough. You have to give up a lot. You have to be extremely organized. You need to be really strong in your mental game. You need to be scheduled. You need to outsource. You need to have a community. You know, all these things come into play when moving forward with a new life. And, you know, whether it's going back to work after you've been at home, whether it's starting a new career, maybe moving to a new city, maybe it's after a divorce or a breakup or, you know, getting a new lease on life, like I was extremely lucky to have gotten and received. And I just can't even tell you how many emotions are involved in this game. It's definitely a mind game. Nothing in life comes easy. Nothing in life is permanent. I've been saying this whole entire series. And, you know, I just really want to, say that again because it's so important. You know, after surgery, after, childbirth, after, something having to do with business or, you know, health related, there's always going to be some kind of trauma. Something is going to always set you off. It's going to be a trigger. So the most that you can do is the best, right? So do everything that I've been saying. Do the self-care, do the meditation, do the mindset, do the work. You've got to do the work. And I'm saying this because if I didn't do the work, I wouldn't be where I am right now. There's no way in hell I would be where I am right now. And that's the whole point of the series, is to add, you know, more stability to your life, add a little bit more sunshine to your life, because that's what I'm getting these days, because I'm putting in the work. I'm doing everything I need to be doing, if not 10 times more, because I'm just an overachiever. But, you guys, if you want to begin a new life, if you want to start a new chapter in your life, you've got to do the work. You've got to, you know, manifest what you want. You have to see it like a bigger picture. You have to see in the future, like what it is that you want. When I was in Vegas, lying in bed after like a day of chemo, like 9 hours, I would just visualize myself being 5 minutes from the ocean. Like, that's all I wanted. I just want to be back in San Diego. And here I am today. Did I remember that for a while? No. Do I look at my old journals? Yes. I mean, thank God for my friends because my memory is so bad. I have to literally FaceTime them and ask them, like, did this happen? Is this really happening? So I just want to remind you that no matter where you are in life, no matter, what goals and dreams you haven't accomplished, you're still waiting for them to happen. They're going to happen, and it's okay to start over. It's okay to medicate. It's okay to make decisions against, what everybody else around you is saying. It's okay to do what you think is best for yourself. And I know this because I've done it all. I've done the work, I've done the self-care, I've done the meditation, I've done the therapy, I've done it all. And that is the whole point of this series, is to share every single experience I've been going through so that I can help you in any aspect of your life. I'm talking about showing up for yourself, and that consistency is key. We know this, but it's not just for running a business online. It's also for eating the right way or, manifesting something. It's just so important that you just continuously show up for yourself. So that is the whole point of my series. I hope that you got some super important takeaways. You were able to take away useful information that you can now add to your everyday life. That's why I created this. I just really wanted to put together some great content that I've been living through and put it together in a series so that I could share it with you. If you aren't checking out the show notes, they are available on Medium. You can subscribe to Medium. You can read even more than I'm posting in the show notes, which are aka little blog posts, because my series is also launching there. I hope that you guys enjoyed this 10-part episode. Excuse me, as I'm losing my voice. Perfect timing. I'm just keeping it real with you guys, and this series was really important to me because it was information I was sitting on for months. It was stuff I really wanted to share, and I didn't want to just do a Facebook Live. I didn't want to, post on Instagram. I wanted to make it like a legit series that you could read or hear. And so that's what I did. So I hope that you appreciate all the time and effort I put into this, and you're taking these lessons that I'm sharing with you and add them to your everyday life. And if there's anything else, I'm sure I missed a million things, but I'm human and I did the best I could. And I hope that you guys enjoyed it. And let me know, like, do you like series like this that you can binge? Do you like longer episodes? Do you like hearing more of guests? Like, any feedback is always appreciated. You can just leave me a comment on iTunes. And also, there's a bonus episode. I mean, of course I would do a bonus episode. And I'm going to be sharing some super exciting information with you there. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode for the Sunny Side Up series brought to you by the Happy Workaholic Podcast. If we're not connected on Facebook and Instagram, let's do it today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. For more information on myself, my coaching programs, and so much more, simply visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope you guys are having a great day. You love this series, and I'll talk to you soon.